It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. You are listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. It's great to have you here on the show this morning. I am raring to go. So is Ryan. So is Brad. The three of us, the Ask the Builder team, we are going to answer your questions. We're going to save you money. Some sweet moolah. Oh, yeah, Ryan. You're going to be saving some money. Oh, yeah, man. Ryan's all stoked up. I mean, who wouldn't be? He's like Mr. Bengal, and the Bengals' biggest game of the season tomorrow. So he's very happy today. And he's, of course, Brad, he's in a good mood, too. And if you want to call us, it's so simple to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. Got lots of news to share. Number one, a huge change at AskTheBuilder.com this week. Yesterday was moving day. You know, just like you moving from one house to another, I moved Ask the Builder to a new server. And it is a, you know, those of you who are old enough to remember this, remember those wonderful 429 cubic inch Ford engines that developed, you know, 400 horsepower or so, you know, dual four-barrel carburetors, just nothing but screaming power. That's what this new server is. It's extremely fast. So if you have been a frequent user of AskTheBuilder.com, you're going to see incredibly increased performance. Number two, and this is probably actually more important, excuse me, I abandoned the built-in search engine that came with AskTheBuilder.com, I mean the software that I use, because it just wasn't working well because I was adding too much content. So I switched over, and I don't think a lot of people realize you can do this. You can actually have Google be your internal search engine for your website. It's easy to set up, easy to do, and Google just, like when you type something in the search box on the website, instead of going out to the web, it just searches everything and asks the builder, and it is lightning fast. I mean, instantaneous fast. So if you've been frustrated in the past about searching at AskTheBuilder.com, those days are over. Wait till you see how well that works. And finally, we're going to hopefully install this today, tomorrow at the latest. How would you like this feature? Imagine that every time I publish a new column, and I publish a lot of them. I publish a lot of things during the week. If you just look at my column in the newspaper, you're missing a lot because there is a ton of stuff that I write that never makes it to the newspaper. Well, imagine if each time I did that, you got an automatic notification in your email. You got the headline in the subject line, and in the actual email, you get like the first three sentences of the column. That feature is going to be turned on, if not today, tomorrow. So you're going to want to go to the website and sign up for that if you want to get just that way. You get a constant stream of stuff. And here's the best part: if all of a sudden it becomes overwhelming, whatever, you can unsubscribe. It's no big deal. But lots of changes at AskTheBuilder.com.